The Indians are red hot. They've won six in a row heading into Thursday, looking to sweep away the Angels, scoreless in the bottom of the second until Carlos Santana stepped in against J.C. Ramirez.
Carlos Santana, first pitch from J.C. Ramirez to start off the inning, and a no-doubter, dead center. The Indians have played long ball in this series, and it's 1-0 Cleveland.
Well, this is a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. It's center cut, but it's down, and as we talked about, the ball is going to travel. It's 85 degrees here. Ball will travel better in the daytime, and it scoots out over that 400-foot sign in dead center.
Yeah, that was the ball that Bradley Zimmer, Jose Ramirez's teammate, kind of ran him over, but he caught the ball, held on. Next pitch, that's lined by the mound and through into center field. Cole Calhoun is going to be waved home. The throw to the plate, it's going to be close, but Calhoun slides in safely. The one-hop throw, and the catcher, Perez, didn't have a chance to turn around and try and reach and tag Cole Calhoun. Crone delivers. That ties the ball game up at one.
And this is where I think Perez, the catcher, is too far in front of home plate. This is a really good throw from Zimmer.
Second and third, nobody out. Then Crone chopped one right to the third baseman, Urshela. They got out Crone easily at first. One away, runners at second and third. 2-2 on Escobar, and he swings and misses that pitch. Struck him out. Off-speed delivery. Well, it took Escobar a long time to step up to the plate as the pinch hitter, and the Angels didn't get the result they wanted there at all. And now Bauer is an out away from pitching out of this jam. We'll see what Coward can do. He's gone 0 for 2 against them with a ground out and a strikeout. Here's the next delivery. This is bounced off the side of the mound, but right to the shortstop. Lindor's throw will get Coward. And boy, oh boy, the Angels had runners at second and third, nobody out. And then Bauer retires the next three in a row on a ground out to third, a strikeout, and the ground out to short will end the inning. The Angels leave a pair of runners on. Tough inning there. Angels needed to get something on the board, couldn't cash in. Here's the next pitch, the 1-2. That's drilled into right field. It's going to fall in for a base hit. Being waved home is Guyer. He'll score. Lindor delivers for Cleveland with two outs, and they are back on top. It's 2-1. That was a clutch hit right there by the Indian shortstop, who extends his hitting streak to seven straight ball games. And here's a lazy fly ball lifted into right center. The center fielder, Bradley Zimmer, will call up. Guyer, Albert is retired, and the Angels have a quick, quiet inning here as Bauer throws only seven pitches in setting down the Angels here in the eighth. The bottom of the eighth is coming up, 2-1 Cleveland.
The Indians win it 2-1. It's their season best seventh straight win. Bauer allows one earned run on seven hits over eight innings for his ninth win. For the Angels, Mike Trout was 0 for 4, snapping his 26th game on base streak. Angels starter J.C. Ramirez pitched well in the loss, allowing two runs on five hits over six and two-thirds innings. He did walk six batters and struck out four. After the game, Angels skipper Mike Socha talked about a tough loss.
I pitched a good game. I think the only bump of the road were the walks, and he lost some counts. But outside of that, he came back, made some pitches, got out of some jams, and almost finished the seventh inning, which would have been big for us.
Was Bauer doing anything particularly tough today?
He was getting the ball over the plate. He's getting his secondary pitches over the plate, which he had, was having a little trouble with before. We hit some balls hard. We had a lot of opportunities against him, and just couldn't get that key hit or put the ball in play a couple of times. But he did a good job getting his pitches over the plate.
With JC, what gave you the confidence after those two walks that made six, I believe, in the seventh, that he was in control enough to get that last guy?
His stuff was still good. We have a and he was certainly carrying his stuff forward well enough to try to finish that inning. Our bullpen is you've seen pretty thin. We moved Petite to the rotation, so he's going to pitch on Saturday. So we're a little thin down there to maybe make some matchup moves that we would like to have made. But If JC was really struggling, it would have been a different story. But he, his stuff still looked good. It was a matter of making one pitch. He made a great pitch to Zimmer and struck him out, and just couldn't get the break him all down a little bit to Lindor.
You guys had been swept since April. How do you kind of process how this series?
I'm not going to look back at the series. Those guys. It's a good team over there, and we cracked the door open for them a couple times. Spotted them 7 runs in the first game. I did a better job last night and tonight, but we know what we need to do. We know where we need to improve, and we got to look forward to the next game and start it in Toronto.
What have you seen in the pools lately?
We hit one ball hard. Actually, just hit a line drive foul and then hit one ball hard to right center, but he's a little out of sync in the plate.
Up next, the Angels' road trip continues in Toronto. It's Parker Bridwell starting on Friday against Jay Happ.